It's now time for our Royal Valley Locker Room Chat here on KNCA. We're on to the basketball season. It approaches quickly, and we are here. And for Royal Valley and girls basketball coach, that is David Boucher. They get the season opened on Friday, taking on Jackson Heights. We'll talk about that in a moment. But, Coach, how are we looking going into 24 and 25? You certainly got a lot of key pieces returning with some good amount of experience, and certainly should bode well here for your team in 24 and 25. But just the overall roster construction, the preparation and the practices over the last week and change, and how we're just feeling in general going into that season opener.
We feel pretty good, and we had a good jamboree with some high-quality opponents. Donovan West, you know, obviously has had some great success in the area. JCN's a traditional, really solid team, and we got to play Hiawatha, which is a league opponent, and they return I think 3 out of 5 starters, and so it was a good jamboree to get us warmed up. We had a really good summer. We had between our summer league and tournaments and some things, and girls buying in, and I think we had like 7 or 6 Panther, what we call Panther dedicated athletes, you know, getting 10,000 shots and getting 80% attendance in the weight room, and so that's a good number for us where we've been, and we've had, you know, our girls had a really good or maybe fabulous fall sports season with our volleyball team going to state, and our cross country team had one of our best finishes in the league and in the state that we've had in a long time, and we had one basketball player of the state qualifiers in this cross country team come out for basketball. So we're excited about our multi-sport athletes, and practice have been going well, and they're working hard, and we're excited to play Jackson Heights.
Yeah, we talked about before coming on the air here, just about how the numbers have grown a little bit from last year to this year. Obviously good to see when you get some more numbers and some more kids out, you know, for the basketball season. One of those multi-sport athletes is Samantha Klotz. She's just a tremendous across the board, fantastic volleyball player. You name it, she does it, and obviously she's coming back and leading the charge her senior year. And what's crazy to me is she didn't score quite as much as you would think. Obviously she's averaging double digit rebounds and just a tremendous athlete, as we mentioned, but you're going to get her a little bit more pointage, you know, this season. I mean, I say pointage, not really a word, but I feel like she might be due for a big time year and provide a lot of help across the board.
You know, it comes back as I think the third best rebounder in the state of Kansas, all classes, according to Keisha Covered. She's approaching 500 rebounds on the career, she almost got it last year, and we'll see how she does on Friday, but that's probably a milestone that she's going to pass. And she does so much. You know, she's a team elected captain the last 2 years, and she works and she leads, and she doesn't score, but she's top 10 in the league in steals, she's top 10 in the league in rebounds, but top 10 in the league in assists. She fills up the stats in a lot of different ways, and I think she averaged close to 6 points a game a year ago. And if she just makes 2 more layups a game, there's 10 points. You know, there's 10 points a game. You know, if she shoots 10% better from the free throw line, which she's very capable of doing, that's 12 points a game. You know, those are opportunities that she has, and if she continues to grow and as she works, she's. She'll do those things.
And then Avery Stidham as well, in the backcourt, returning starter, returning senior, and obviously good with the ball in her hands and can make some things happen.
Oh, yeah. Avery's gotten significant playing time for 3 years and been a starter a year ago. And, she's a lockdown defender, and she's really grown. That's probably been the most excited I've been is how she's gotten better, is taking command of the offense and getting people set up and using her voice. And, I would call her a streaky shooter a year ago. And now I think she's gotten some stability there, and, she finishes well around the basket. And again, a team elected captain and someone who you can lean on, to make good decisions and run the team.
Kibo Throssell, Athena Broadus, some other names to mention. Pano Wawasik, good as a freshman a year ago, would think some quality expectations for those. And, you know, unfortunately, we don't have a ton of time to go through every single one, but obviously you got a lot of key pieces coming back. And just wanted to get an initial thoughts on what the league looks like now. The Big Seven was always a traditional power and always just top to bottom so good. And now you make it the Big East League and you welcome in, you know, the defending champs in Silver Lake in Class 3A. Rossville's always been good. St. Mary's, Riley County. So the league gets a lot better. And once again, it's going to be a lot of fun watching that top to bottom this year.
It's the best league in the state of Kansas. There's no doubt. You know, Athena Broaddus was an all-league Big 7 player a year ago, and our team's leading scorer, and talk about just a leader on the court, and led the team in charges taken, and all those, you know, hustle plays that she has and communication that she does. And she's more than just a scorer, more than just a player. She's almost a coach on the court. And, yeah, and so that's going to be big in our league coming up. And it's exciting to be the best. You got to beat the best, and that's our league. There's not another league in the state that's going to have, you know, like, you know, Rossville's a 2A school this year, and the rest of us are going to be 3A, and Holton's 4A, and I think Holton's going to be really solid. I think, you know, Nemaw Central basically returns everybody from a year ago. You know, I think, you know, like I said, Hiawatha returns a good chunk of their starting lineup, and Jeff West is, you know, has to replace a lot, but, you know, they had some really solid young players step up at the end of the year, and they made a run to the sub-state finals, you know, a year ago and got beat by Hayden. But that was a really competitive game for most, you know, for most of the first half and then even into the third quarter. So we'll see how they respond. And it's going to be an exciting league, and we're excited to take it on.
Roe Valley Girls Basketball Coach, that is David Boucher. They open the season on Friday, taking on Jackson Heights. You can view that on the Cobra channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Coach, as always, we appreciate the few minutes of your time. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, appreciate you.